This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
You know, that feeling when you're driving in a completely unfamiliar city, it's late, you're tired, and you just need to find a place to eat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've all been there.
Right. And you don't actually look out the windshield at the physical buildings anymore, do you? You just, you look down at your screen.
Exactly. You're trusting that glowing blue line and those little digital pins on your map app.
Yeah. And the harsh reality is, if a physical brick and mortar business doesn't have a pin on that digital map, well, for all intents and purposes, it simply does not exist in the real world.
Right. You'll drive right past it without ever turning your head.
Exactly.
The digital representation has essentially overridden physical reality. For the consumer in that car, the map is the only truth. If the algorithm doesn't surface the business, it's entirely invisible.
And right now, we are going through another massive fundamental shift exactly like that. But this time, it's happening to the entire internet, and the stakes are way higher. So, welcome to the deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Today, our mission is highly specific, incredibly practical, and honestly, pretty urgent for anyone running a business today. We're going to figure out whether your brand is actually AI-proof in the digital landscape of 2026.
Which is arguably the most critical question a business owner or, you know, a marketer can ask themselves right now.
Because the rules have changed, right?
Completely. The basic rules of digital visibility haven't just changed a little bit. They've been entirely rewritten from the ground up.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're drawing our insights today from a really comprehensive, just fascinating guide called the 2026 AI Visibility Audit.
Yeah, it's a great piece.
It really is. It was put together by Janice Ramos, an SEO specialist over at Double Dome Digital Marketing. Mm-hmm. And the core premise she lays out is, it's a serious wake-up call.
It definitely is.
You might be sitting there right now looking at your monthly margining reports thinking you're absolutely killing it because your company ranks on page one of traditional search engines.
But Janice's guide argues that in 2026, if you aren't being actively recommended by answer engines...
Right. Tools like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, Perplexity.
Exactly. If they aren't recommending you, you might already be completely invisible to your best customers.
Wow.
And that concept of the answer engine, that's exactly where we need to start. Today is really all about understanding this massive behavioral shift.
Because we aren't just searching anymore.
No, we've moved away from traditional search behavior, where a user is, you know, willing to sift through lists of 10 blue links and open multiple tabs. We're now in a world of AI curated definitive answers.
Right.
So our goal today is to break down exactly why this is happening, the mechanics of how these AI models choose who to recommend, and most importantly, walk you through a practical 60-minute process to audit exactly where your brand stands today.
Yeah, let's start with the problem itself.
Yeah.
Because to understand how to test your brand, we first have to talk about why the old metrics of success are basically lying to you right now.
The illusion of safety.
Exactly. The guy talks extensively about this.
Yep.
So picture this scenario. You're a business owner. You have a steady marketing spend. Maybe you're dropping, I don't know, $15,000 a month on your digital campaigns and Google Ads.
A pretty standard budget for a mid-sized brand.
Right. And every 30 days, your marketing agency sends you a beautiful PDF report. It shows that you rank for your primary keywords, the charts are going up, everything looks green.
But behind the scenes, you're feeling a silent leak.
Yes. Your actual inbound leads are dropping, and your organic traffic is just steadily slipping away.
And that silent leak is what the guide officially calls the AI slump. And it's happening because potential customers, specifically your high intent buyers, the ones who actually have a budget and are ready to make a purchasing decision right now.
The ones you really want.
Exactly. They are no longer willing to do the heavy lifting of research. I mean, they aren't scrolling through pages of SEO optimized blog posts to figure out who the best vendor is anymore.
They're just asking the AI.
Right. They're simply opening up an AI bot and asking it to do all that complex vetting, summarizing, and comparing for them.
Which creates what the author calls the blind spot. And just think about the sheer panic of this for a second.
It's terrifying.
It is. If a massive potential client, like the kind of client that can make your entire year, opens up ChatGPT or Gemini right now and asks for the absolute best service provider in your highly specific niche, do you have any idea what the AI says?
Most people don't.
And if you don't know the answer to that question, you are flying completely blind in the modern economy.
It is a terrifying realization for a lot of established brands. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it fundamentally alters the entire marketing equation from a model of renting growth to a model of owning growth.
Renting versus owning. I love that. Break that down a bit.
Sure. So when you rely solely on paying for clicks through traditional search ads, you're just renting space on a screen. The second you stop paying that $15,000 a month, your visibility vanishes instantly.
Oof. Gone.
Gone. But becoming the AI's preferred answer, that is an entirely different asset class. That is building permanent ownership of the AI's knowledge graph.
Yeah.
You are literally weaving your brand's expertise into the fabric of what the machine calculates to be true.
That is a phenomenal distinction. So to bring it back to the highway analogy from earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Being on page one used to be like renting the biggest, brightest billboard on a busy highway. As long as you paid the rent, everybody saw you. Mm-hmm. But now it's like the highway has been completely closed off to the public.
Right.
Everyone is using a personal AI chauffeur, and that chauffeur takes them straight from their house directly to their destination without them ever needing to look out the window at the billboards along the way.
Precisely. And the most important part of that chauffeur analogy is trust. That AI chauffeur is only going to take the passenger to a destination it mathematically trusts.
Right. It won't just guess.
No. It has to believe, based on massive amounts of data, that your business is the safest, most accurate answer to the passenger's request. You can no longer just buy your way into that recommendation with a massive ad budget. You have to prove undeniable structural authority to the machine itself.
Which naturally brings us to the million-dollar question for anyone listening. Since the highway is closed, and we know we can't just bribe the AI chauffeur with ad spend, how do we actually find out what the AI thinks of us?
Yeah, you have to interview the chauffeur. You have to run the exact same prompts that your highest value customer would run. And this is the core of the 60-minute AI brand visibility audit that the guide outlines.
Let's get into the audit. It gives us three highly specific prompts to run across the big three platforms, right? ChatGPT, Gemini, and Perplexity.
Oh, yes, those three.
Let's break these down because the nuance here is really fascinating. The first one is the service recommendation query. The prompt you type in goes exactly like this. I need a insert your service here provider in your region that specializes in your niche. Who are the top three choices and why?
Right. And the goal with this first prompt is to see if the AI considers you a high confidence entity. Obviously, the very first thing you're looking for is whether your brand even appears in that top three list.
Which is step one.
But the second part of that prompt, the why, is where the real diagnostic value of this audit lies.
Right, because if the AI mentions you, but its reasons for picking you are totally generic, that is actually a massive red flag.
Huge red flag.
If it says, you know, we recommend Smith Plumbing because they offer great customer service and have years of experience, you're in trouble. The guide says that means you lack something called information gain. And I really want to dig into this. What exactly is information gain in plain English?
Information gain is arguably the most crucial concept in digital visibility for 2026. It simply means providing unique data points that aren't found anywhere else.
Okay.
So to use your plumbing example, if the only thing the AI knows about Smith Plumbing is that you fix pipes, you have licensed technicians, and you answer the phone 24/7, you have zero information gain.
Because every plumber says that.
Exactly. You are mathematically identical to 1,000 other plumbers in the training data. The AI needs unique facts to justify a recommendation.
Like what?
Well, it needs to know that Smith Plumbing holds a specific patent for a trenchless pipe repair, or that you've published verified case studies on commercial water main replacement, or that your lead engineer has a highly specialized, rare certification.
I see.
Those unique facts are the information gain that forces the AI to elevate you above the noise.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. You have to feed the machine facts that literally nobody else has. Let's look at the second prompt in the audit. This is the competitor comparison query.
This one is very revealing.
Yeah, this is where you ask the AI, compare your brand versus your main competitor for a CEO looking to scale, or whatever specific outcome your ideal customer wants. Now, the guide says that if the AI describes your brand as similar to your rival, your brand voice is getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, I got to push back on this a little bit. If the AI says my mid-sized company is similar to the massive 800-pound gorilla heavyweight champion of my industry.
Yeah.
Shouldn't I be celebrating? Like, I am being grouped with the best. I'm in the conversation.
Oh, it absolutely feels like a win to our human egos to be compared to the giant in the room. But what's fascinating here is how large language models actually function on a mathematical level underneath the hood.
Okay.
For an LLM, being categorized as similar is actually a systemic failure.
Wait, really? How so?
Because these models don't think like humans. They operate on probabilities and vector spaces. When a user asks an AI for a recommendation, the model's job isn't to present a tie. Its job is to mathematically predict the single most helpful, precise answer.
Right.
Imagine a giant mathematical equation. Mm-hmm. If your digital footprint makes you look completely identical to your massive competitor, if you use the exact same industry jargon, claim the exact same features, and solve the exact same problems in the exact same way, you are essentially splitting the probability 50-50 with them. Ah, and an AI doesn't want to give an answer it's only 50% sure about.
Exactly. The AI hates a 50-50 tie. It wants 99% certainty. So if you and your competitor are mathematically identical, the AI has no logical reason to elevate you as the preferred answer.
It's just a coin toss.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, it might bypass both of you entirely and look for a third company that has a highly distinct, unique value proposition. Because that third company offers 99% mathematical certainty for a specific niche.
Wow.
Yeah, if you sound the same as everyone else, your identity dissolves. You become a generic concept instead of a distinct, highly recommended entity.
Hmm. Okay, that is a really profound way to look at it. Being a clone splits the math, and the math penalizes ties.
Exactly.
So let's move to the third and final prompt in the audit, the problem-solution query. You tell the AI, what is the best way to solve common industry pain point without common negative outcome?
And this prompt is the holy grail.
Why is that? Because the ultimate goal here isn't just to be listed in a directory. It's to see if the AI literally cites your brand's proprietary content as the authoritative source for solving the industry's biggest problems.
And the guide specifically mentions that this is how you bypass the dreaded zero-click search.
Yes, exactly.
And just for anyone listening who isn't steeped in SEO anxiety, a zero-click search is that modern nightmare where a user asks a question on Google, the AI instantly generates a beautiful, complete answer right there at the top of the screen, and the user gets what they need and just closes the tab without ever clicking a link to visit anyone's actual website.
Right. It is the destruction of traditional web traffic as we know it.
Yeah.
But if your brand is the exact authoritative source that the AI is directly quoting, and it provides a citation link to your website within that generative answer, you entirely bypass that nightmare. You aren't just a link on a page anymore.
You are the source material.
You become the foundational architecture of the AI's knowledge. That is the ultimate position of trust.
Okay, so we've run the 60-minute audit. We've put ourselves in the shoes of the customer. We know what the AI is saying about us. We know if we're entirely missing, if we're generic clones, believe the probability, or if we're the trusted source.
Right.
But now we really need to lift the hood. We need to uncover the mechanics of why the AI is making these specific decisions.
And this brings us to the technical backbone of the entire 2026 landscape. Why does the machine choose who it chooses? The foundational metric you need to understand here is called a confidence score.
Here's where it gets really interesting for me.
Yeah.
Because as I was reading this guide, the way an AI calculates a confidence score sounds exactly like a police detective trying to verify a suspect's alibi.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Right. Let's say you tell the AI detective, hey, I am a premier corporate tax accountant located in downtown Chicago. Mm. The detective doesn't just believe you. It goes to verify the alibi. It checks your website. Then it goes to Yelp, to your LinkedIn page, to industry directories, to local news articles, to the Better Business Bureau. If every single one of those external sources tells the exact same story, if the alibi checks out perfectly everywhere, the detective has a high confidence score in your identity.
That is a brilliant analogy, and it perfectly captures the mechanism at play.
But if your website says you're in downtown Chicago, an old neglected directory from 5 years ago says you're in Evanston, your Yelp reviews talk mostly about basic bookkeeping instead of corporate tax, and your LinkedIn hasn't been updated since 2019. Well, the detective gets very suspicious.
You're very suspicious.
The alibi is full of holes. The data is fragmented. One detail is off and you're entirely struck off the trusted list.
Precisely. That consistency across the web is your digital alibi. And the AI is ruthlessly efficient at finding inconsistencies. This highlights exactly why a robust technical backbone is absolutely required today. It's also where the concept of EEAT comes into play. That stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trust. The AI is constantly looking for proof of those four pillars.
But wait, how does an algorithm actually verify human concepts like experience or trust? I mean, can't feel trust, it's just code.
You're right. It can't feel. It reads data structure. Specifically, it reads something called schema markup.
Okay. What is schema markup for the non-developers listening?
Think of schema markup like a layer of invisible sticky notes attached to the backend code of your website. These sticky notes are written in a language that only the AI can read.
Okay, sticky notes.
Right. So while a human visitor looks at your beautifully designed homepage and reads your paragraphs about how great your team is, the AI ignores the design entirely. It just aggressively scans those invisible sticky notes to find the hard mathematical facts.
What kind of facts?
A sticky note that explicitly says, "This person is the author. This author has a verified medical degree from this university. This business is located at these exact GPS coordinates. This specific claim is backed by this exact data set."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you don't have those sticky notes, if you have an old 2022 style website relying just on keywords, the AI simply cannot parse your authority. It gets frustrated and moves on to a competitor whose data is neatly labeled.
And the guide calls out one platform specifically regarding this, which is Perplexity. It notes that Perplexity relies heavily on real-time citations and this structured schema we're talking about.
Yes, because Perplexity functions more like a real-time research engine than a static conversational bot. It wants to cite its sources immediately. If your schema doesn't hand it those citations on a silver platter, Perplexity ignores you.
And this perfectly explains a major misconception that the guide highlights. Business owners think they can just throw more money at Google Ads to fix their AI visibility problem.
Right.
But if you have bad schema and a broken digital alibi, ads won't save you.
Not at all. They exist in entirely different ecosystems. Ads buy clicks. They force your link to the top of a traditional page for a fleeting moment. But they do absolutely zero to change the underlying confidence score of a large language model.
They're unrelated.
Completely. To use an analogy, buying Google Ads is like buying a megaphone to shout at a crowd on the street. Building AI visibility is like being invited to give the keynote speech at a conference because the entire industry recognizes you as the undisputed expert.
I love that. Megaphone versus the keynote.
Yeah.
So let's bring all of this together. We've completed the audit. We understand the detective work of confidence scores and the sticky notes of schema. Now we need to actually diagnose our results and take action.
Right.
The guide provides an AI visibility matrix, which is incredibly practical. It breaks down the audit results into five specific outcomes. Let's walk through them, starting from the bottom.
Okay, so the absolute worst case scenario on the matrix is complete omission. You ran the three prompts and your brand is nowhere to be found. You're fully invisible to the AI.
And the required action here is an immediate AI brand visibility overhaul.
Yeah.
You aren't tweaking things. You're starting from scratch to build a foundational digital footprint.
Exactly. Now, the next step up on the matrix is called incorrect description. This is very common. The AI mentions you, but it gets your core services wrong or it categorizes you in the wrong industry.
Which means your alibi is full of holes.
Exactly. The diagnosis is fragmented data.
So what does this all mean? The guide says the required action for an incorrect description is technical SEO and entity realignment.
Yes.
If I'm a business owner listening right now, what is entity realignment in plain English? Like, what do I tell my team to do on Monday morning?
Well, entity realignment is the physical act of getting your alibi straight. An entity is just the AI's concept of your specific business. Realignment means systematically auditing the entire internet, every directory, every social profile, every press release, and fixing any contradictory fragments of data.
Clean it all up.
Yeah, you're ensuring that your name, address, phone number, and core service offerings are exactly identical everywhere they appear. You're cleaning up the digital breadcrumbs so they all lead clearly, without any confusion, straight to your front door.
Got it. Fix the breadcrumbs. Okay, outcome number three is mentioned with rivals. You show up in the top three, but you're just grouped in as one of the pack. The AI says you're similar to your competitors.
Right. And as we discussed with the math of probabilities, you are currently splitting the vote. The action here is to aggressively inject information game. You need to publish unique case studies, proprietary data, or strongly opinionated thought leadership that gives the AI a mathematical reason to break the tie in your favor.
Which leads us to outcome number four, direct recommendation. This is the goal, right? You have high authority, and the AI presents you as the definitive preferred answer.
Yes.
But the action step here actually surprised me. It says you have to maintain this position with constant fresh data updates. You can't just rest on your laurels.
No, absolutely not. Because AI models are constantly retraining. Mm-hmm. The landscape of data is fluid. If you stop publishing fresh information gain, your older data begins to decay in relevance, and a competitor who is actively publishing new schema-backed content will eventually overwrite your position as the preferred entity.
It's an arms race.
It really is. And finally, the absolute peak of the mountain on the matrix, citing your content. You aren't just recommended. The AI is literally quoting your website's insights to solve the user's problem. You have achieved total market leadership.
That's the dream.
And the action step here is to scale. Once you've built the technical backbone and the schema that proves your trust to the AI for one core topic, you take that exact same architectural system and apply it to adjacent topics, dominating an ever-widening circle of queries.
It really is a brilliant framework. It takes the overwhelming panic of this massive AI shift and turns it into a clear, methodical checklist.
It does.
Let's take a quick breath and recap the journey we've been on today. We started by realizing that the comfort of traditional SEO and ranking on page one is, well, largely a fading illusion.
Right.
We walked through how to run a 60-minute audit, putting ourselves in the shoes of a high-intent customer across ChatGPT, Gemini, and Perplexity. We peek behind the curtain to understand how LLMs hate a 50-50 tie, how confidence scores act like a detective verifying an alibi, and how schema markup acts like invisible sticky notes to prove your experience and trust.
Exactly.
And finally, we use the visibility matrix to diagnose exactly what tangible actions a brand needs to take today.
This raises an important question for every professional listening right now. As we look at the reality of how business gets done in 2026, you have to look closely at your own strategy. Are you content to keep throwing money at a megaphone, chasing increasingly expensive clicks, and renting temporary space in front of your customers? Or are you ready to do the deeper structural work required to establish permanent, undeniable ownership in the AI's knowledge graph? Because one strategy is a short-term patch on a sinking ship, and the other is the foundational blueprint for long-term survival.
I think that perfectly sets up the final thought I want to leave everyone with today. Think back to that digital map on your fan that we talked about at the very beginning of the show.
Yeah.
If large language models are rapidly becoming the ultimate GPS for your customers, if they are the absolute unquestioned gatekeepers of trust and recommendation in the modern economy, who's currently authoring the story that the AI is telling about you,
right.
Are you taking the wheel, actively shaping that narrative through structured data, unique information gain, and undeniable expertise? Or are you just sitting quietly in the passenger seat, leaving your brand's entire digital identity and ultimately your revenue entirely up to a machine best guess? Something to think about.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.